Now, it just happens, Jonathan, you've been married for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And you have a son named Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
So what change has marriage and a child done for your life?
Well, it's been amazing. Sorry, Dan, were you going to say something?
You've got other people that want to comment on this already, I can see.
He had this look in his eye. No, it's been amazing. My wife, Lisa, is just a gift, an amazing
person. Well, she's an actress, too.
Person. Yeah, we
still?
Met.
I mean,
not anymore.
Okay.
We met, actually, at the Emmys. It sounds so ridiculous, and but it's true.
Well, that was a good place to meet.
We met at the Emmys, and she was coming on General Hospital right as I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But where we really started to get to know each other was she started to come to a little family home church that we had in Burbank, and we got to know each other through there over a few years and fell in love and got married and had a baby and just the whole thing. It's been amazing. It's changed my life. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to explain what, you know, sharing your life with somebody is amazing.
Right.
And being a father is intense. And I like being a young dad. It's a great responsibility. Caleb is an amazing little kid. He's a mm-hmm. drummer.
How old is he?
He's 18 months.
Okay.
You would not believe how he drums. He sees his uncle, we call him Richard Rock. He sees his uncle Rock on a little DVD of our live show. He just goes crazy. He just grabs drumsticks, starts banging things, and he loves
it. You're leading him, aren't you? Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So
Richard, so you're single. You're the single guy.
No, actually, I'm promised to be married soon.
Ah, all right.
So
to a nice young lady somewhere.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful lady.
Beautiful.
Named Raquel.
Raquel, okay. Is she a Californian and Washingtonian?
Or? She actually is. She was from Oregon, and we met in California. We've been friends for 4 years, and we're getting married very soon.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your life will change, too. Just watch.
Yes,
just watch.
It will.
Okay. There's something about being married. Now, the rest of you over here, are you single? All single? Are you married?
I've been married for a couple years, 2.5 years, to Erin, and we have our first daughter, Adia, and she's 14 months. And so I've been able to kind of go through at the same time with John the whole transition, the whole complete life turnaround, upside down.
Right,
change,
the sleepless nights.
Yeah. But
right?
It's been great. I mean, it's such an awesome, beautiful thing to be a dad and to and the changes that happen inside you are just amazing. So it's been great for me, and to be able to see you know, things in John, and to be able to, you know, see things in yourself through other people when they're going through the same thing. It's
right.
It's great. But
so do you tend to give each other advice and the like?
It's just experience, you know. You say, wow, AD is doing this weird thing, and John's like, oh, I remember.
Yeah, Caleb did that. It's just kind of like hanging out and rubbing shoulders, and it kind of naturally happens.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Well, there's always another phase to life, you know, so
mm-hmm.
so move on to it. And Amber, are you...
I'm not yet taken.
Oh, all right. Well, you're
I
meeting a lot of people out there.
Yeah, well, I have, you know, some amazing brothers who will definitely keep their eye out.
Ah, all right. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, my daughter is not taken yet either, so and she's older than you are. So, I mean, there is time. And then, Mike, you're just making friends all over the place out there.
No.
I mean, you're not attached, obviously, if you're making friends out there all the time.
I'm not making lots of friends, but, you know, I have friends.
Okay, but you are friends.
Yeah, I'm still single, not attached. Anyway.
Enjoying singleness.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Good. I mean, I really think it's great. I mean, just, you know, single or married. There's benefits, you know, on both sides of the court, and you can just have a different kind of lifestyle when you're...
Ah, but
single.
It's fun to be a bachelor again.
Uh-oh. All right, John. Well, I don't know about that. I've been both married and unmarried and then married again, so it's there are changes, and there are... you learn about yourself through all of those different particular events out there, so it's all right, you know. Life goes on pretty well.